crystallize, the kind you hold with both your hands.
Save us a Belson. Remember when she was in last summer?
He's got the sunrise in the back pocket of his pants. And he's got my words on the tip of his tongue.
We all tend to say that our children are much more talented than we are. But I remember when your dad called me to say, Ava's doing unbelievable stuff musically, and then you came in. He was not quite exuberant enough. Nice to see you again. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Thanks for coming back. How's school?
School's great. It's awesome. I'm looking forward to going back in a few days.
And it's a special musical or a music-centered school for artists and people with those type of brains, which you clearly have. What's the school called?
Berklee College of Music
and
in
Boston. How many kids are there?
About 4,000, I believe.
Oh, it's bigger than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having a blast.
Yep, loving every minute of it.
The song we just heard is what?
Out of Love.
From what? There was like a compilation disc?
No, that's actually, it's just on my SoundCloud right now, which is Ava Sapelsa on SoundCloud.
Oh, we had that on a disc of something, didn't we?
Yeah, but we ditched the CDs because that's just how millennials do it, and we played it offline. So,
right, but
we have the disc. Yeah,
there is a compilation. I'm just talking about your rights fees. You know, for your rights fees down the road, it's on some sort of compilation.
Yeah,
disc.
It's this singer songwriter collection from the Interlochen Arts Academy.
There you go.
Oh well, there is that one. My stuff is on a few different CDs right now. So,
all right, so I'm going to have to take over your career and start. So tell me what you've done since we saw you last summer.
Since last summer, I've completed my first semester at Berklee. I've been playing some shows. I'm in a band now back at school.
What kind of band?
It's a ska band, if you know what genre is.
That's where I got started. Remember when I was in ska? I did ska. Why ska?
You know, they needed a vocalist, and they posted looking for a vocalist. And
grab the opportunity.
Well, I don't know anything about ska music. Might as well.
How cool is that?
Might as well audition, and I ended up getting it. I had to listen to some ska music afterwards to figure out what I was actually going to sing.
Yeah, but I'm totally down with ska.
Exactly.
So you guys play out every weekend?
We're just in the process of writing. It's a huge band. There's all these horns and a full band. Yeah, so I'm writing with one of the drummers, and next semester, we're planning on playing out. And then I've got some of my own shows as well in Boston next semester.
Is Boston a good music scene?
It's good for, I think, for college students. You know, it's not quite as big as Chicago and then, of course, L.A. and New York. But for someone at my level starting out, it's small enough that it's easy to break into, which is really nice.
And is your ska stuff around anywhere? Can we play any of that?
Do you know who started initially as a ska band?
I do know.
Your head's going to spin.
Who?
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
No, she's a terrible person.
Yeah, no doubt started that as a ska band.
But I see you as a singer-songwriter.
Yes, I'm not.
Is that what you feel like your future is?
I identify as a singer-songwriter, yeah. And that's my plan for life. It's just a fun performance opportunity to do that, the ska band. But I mostly am focusing on my own writing and playing my own music.
And for people listening who have kids who have some musical ability and maybe they'd like to know more about this school, tell me about the experience. Is it all collaborative or is it classroom study traditionally, or what do you do?
So at Berklee, it is a traditional college setting, so I have to take a certain amount of liberal arts classes. So I'm getting a core curriculum, in English, and there's some math and science involved. And then a lot of it is like my first year is a ton of core music, so music theory, ear training, kind of like the science behind it, like the math of music, which is hard, but it's good to know. It really helps you become a better musician. And then you develop a major and you go into a major and I'm planning on doing songwriting and music business and you focus in on that, but it is really collaborative because everyone is a musician. So, some of my closest friends are incredible drummers and guitarists, and then I end up collaborating with them on my own time as well.
You're a sophomore?
I'm a freshman.
Freshman, sorry. And the longer you're in school, the less patience you have for the regular classes because you just want to play and get with your friends and figure out what you're doing musically. How do you stay disciplined to do the classwork, other than the fact that I know your mom and dad?
Yeah, well, I actually enjoy it. They have great teachers. So even my English class, which, I'd rather be doing music, it really helps supplement it because, it's writing poetry and short stories. But also, they do have a really strict attendance policy, stricter than I think most colleges. So,
yeah,
you know, you can't, I think, three absences and you fail the course. So they really, you have to go. But even if there wasn't that, you know, I still really enjoy the other classes. So
now I'm, you know, lucky in this position to have known a lot of people through the years in music and still come across a lot of people in music. It's amazing how many people have achieved at the highest level who have real problems playing in front of their friends. Like they just completely freaked out. They don't want to try new stuff. They don't want to show their closest friends new mm-hmm. stuff. How do you break that wall down? I don't think you've had a problem with it, have you?
You know, I actually used to when I first started writing. I didn't even want to show my parents. It took me a while.
Is it just
to
a fear
them.
Of being judged? Like
I think, yeah, it's the people closest to you. It's their opinions that matter the most.
Yeah.
Or you could be playing to, you know, 100 or 1,000 people you don't know and you know, it doesn't even matter as much as the one person that you're closest to. So I think there's some of that. I've gotten past that just because most of my closest friends are musicians as well. So I like their advice and I like to get their critiques. But I definitely see where that comes in. And
So you're afraid to play in front of Andrea because you need her approval?
Oh, I think you're amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
What do you want to play for us?
This is a new song that I wrote and it's called Finish Line. And as I'm sure a lot of people know in Chicago, about 4 years ago, my dad publicly went to treatment for alcoholism.
Right.
And that was a really big impact on our family, but probably in a different way than a lot of people know. It was actually very like inspiring to me, especially just to see how, you know, he came forward in front of so many people. And it took a lot of strength and really set a good example for me, I think, growing up, especially in high school and everything. So,
what an honor that you did this for your dad. When did you tell him you did it?
Or about, I think, maybe in December, beginning of December. I worked on it for a really long time because it took me, you know, 4 years to actually write this song. I remember when he told us he was going to treatment, he said, Ava, I've got new songwriting material for you. And to lighten the mood a little bit, of course, you know, I didn't really feel like writing one at the time. And now 4 years later, I finally did. So,
all right, whenever you're ready.
He tucks me in, turns out the light. Looks under my bed, no monsters in sight. He is the hero in my life. He goes downstairs and counts to 10. He's trying hard not to cave in, but the top shelf is haunting him. And nobody knows the trouble he's in. Like hell on earth, he wants to quit, but he needs the fire. He takes a sip and lets it burn him down. That sweet relief, it tastes so bad, 'cause his sleeping children take over his head. He never lets me know what daddy drinks before bed. And the pain, it eats him alive, 'cause he fears that he's disappointing his family, his wife. Trapped inside this anonymous life, he lets it burn him down. One day at a time, he fights for sobriety, living in a way that he's battling silently. He can almost see the other side, 12 steps away from the winning mile, and he'll make it just in time. We'll be waiting at the finish line. Since he got clean, that sweet surrender set him free. He lives his life in the glow of serenity. And he shows me that strength comes from facing your demons, and wisdom comes from admitting your weakness. He doesn't know, but he teaches me greatness with every day he's free. Day at a time.
Dad, we're on your side.
Wow. I got nothing. Anybody want to jump in? That's amazing. That is
Thank
absolutely
you so
amazing.
Much.
Do you write the lyrics and then put the music to it, or is it kind of a pairing?
It was kind of
so moving.
Kind of together, but thank you so much. But this one especially, I did it. It took me, I think this is the longest I've ever taken to write a song. So I started together, but I had some lyrical ideas going in. My mom helped me take, like, bounce some ideas, you know, just because it was such like a family.
It's so incredibly personal.
You wanted to capture it perfectly. So I had some lyrical ideas going in, but most of it's all together.
Did you run it by your brother?
Wow.
I showed it to him around the same time as my dad, because he's off in, you know, some foreign country. So,
you know, I've been friends with your dad since before you were you. And, I, you know, to get it at the level you get it is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
You do another one for us?
Yeah.
All right, stick around. We'll come back. We'll do it in a second. And when I say we, I mean you. I'll sit here. This is 720 WGN. It is a couple of minutes before 10, and Bill and Wendy will join us in just a second. And I know how much Wendy loves you, because she got a chance to meet you last summer. And Wendy has already forgotten more about music than I'll ever know. But will you do one more for us?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So what? Let me turn your mic on here. Which one are you going
to
do?
This one is called Close to Home.
Close to Home. Again, Ava Sapelsa.
Maybe I'm lost inside my head. Maybe I'm lost in words unsaid. Maybe I'm lost in thoughts unspoken. Could it be I'm just wandering down a road I've never been, living lives that I've never believed in? Maybe I'm just waiting for something to change. Maybe I'm just trying to stay dry in the rain. But maybe that's just asking too much. But I'm looking, searching for something I don't understand. I'm trying, failing, one step forward and two steps back. I know I can't let myself go. But all that I know is that my doubts live close. My doubts live close to home. They're always telling you to find yourself. Well, I already found myself. My only problem is locked inside, stuck on merry-go-rounds in my mind, or I can't remember what I'm trying to find. I can only see what I've left behind. But maybe I'm just waiting for something to change. Maybe I'm just trying to stay dry in the rain. Maybe that's just asking too much. But I'm looking, searching for something I don't understand. I'm trying, failing, one step forward and two steps back. I know I can't let myself go. But all that I know is that my doubts live close. My doubts live close to home. All I can be, all I'll never be, is making me weak. Sometimes forget to breathe. I'm
on my knees, screaming, help me, please, screaming, save me, please, think I'm in too deep, but I'm looking, searching for something I don't understand, I'm trying, failing, one step forward and two steps back, I know I can't let myself go, but all that I know is that my doubts live close, all I really know, and all that I know is that my doubts live close, my doubts live close to home.
Amazing. Just, you know what? Check, please.
Oh, wow. Mic drop.
Ava Sapelsa, if people want to keep track of what you're doing musically, where do they go?
Hold on.
I got to find a mic that works for you. There you go.
There you go. I've got a website, which is avasapelsa.com, and then a Facebook page as well, which is facebook.com/avasapelsamusic, or you can just search Ava Sapelsa, and a YouTube as well, which has a live video of the song Finish Line that I played earlier. You can find on YouTube as well as my SoundCloud, which is SoundCloud/Ava-Sapelsa.
The texts are way, way too many to read, but in regards to the song you wrote about your dad, I have a brother in recovery. The song was so beautiful, brought me to tears. Bravo. And they go on and on and on.
That's so nice.
A lot of people that you move by your work. And at your age, to get that,
thank you so much.
Wendy, I told her when she turns into a diva and stops returning my calls, I hope she calls you.
You can call me. I'm covered in goosebumps. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Really nice. Thank you for taking some time to come in. I know you got to rush back to school.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a great time. It's great to see you all again.
Great to see you and great to see your mom. All right, let's collect ourselves here for a minute. By the way, Wendy, as usual, when she sang the song about her dad, I was a rock, just so you know. I know you weren't in the room then, but
you're
you know,
a puddle.
I am.
You were a puddle.
Yeah, 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 yeah.